And the Lord placed some things on my heart, amen, for this meeting. And I've just tried to follow the Lord here, amen. And never preached this before, so I'm going to try to, amen, preach it here tonight. Amen. I've got this on my heart for this meeting, so, amen, I'll try my best here to obey God and just, amen, get out of the way. Amen. If you'll be turning to the book of Mark, chapter number 8. The book of Mark, chapter number 8. Amen. I tell you, I hate all this sickness going around. Amen. I just thought I was talking to Brother Tommy just a little bit today. He was texting me and just telling me he was sorry they couldn't be here. He was so sick. And I tell you, I just prayed for him and felt the Lord on the phone. And I believe God just touched him. And I tell you, I just look for God to bring him back on in here and just help him. Amen. We need the Lord, don't we?
Right. Amen. Yes, sir.
Book of Mark, chapter number 8. I'm going to start reading here at verse number 33. Amen. The Bible said, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men.
Yeah.
And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Before I get started here, would you just stretch your hands this way and ask the Holy Ghost to help me? Lord, I praise you. God, I thank you for this group of believers. Amen. That's here together in your name. God, I ask you to anoint me here
specially.
God, give me words, Lord. God, that would help people here tonight. God, that would set people free. Lord, I pray, God, you help us. God, anoint me special, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to come in your house. God, I ask you to anoint us one more time in Jesus' name. Amen and
amen.
I'd like to draw your attention to two places here. Verse number 33, where Jesus told Peter, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man.
Yeah.
Amen. And verse 36, and I thought your pastor had no idea. Amen. I don't believe, amen, unless God told him, amen, I was going to preach about this. Amen. But I thought he quoted some of this last night. And I thought that the Bible said, verse 36, for what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Verse 37, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yeah.
Amen. I'd like to preach tonight, amen, if the Lord is staying by me on things that is not worth a man's soul.
Yeah.
I thought Jesus here, amen, used this word in our text, thou savorest. And savorest meant here simply, amen, to set your mind, amen, on or to have your mind of something in mind. Amen. And I thought, amen, I thought we live in a society nowadays, amen, it is a give me Messiah society. Amen. They want and they want and they want the worldly gains and the things of this world. Amen. And I thought Paul said in Colossians 3:2, set your affections on things above and not on things on this earth. My friend, amen, we can't afford to lose sight, amen, of that place called heaven. Amen. And that place that Jesus Jesus has prepared for us. Amen. One man said, this whole world is just a dressing room, and I'm getting ready to leave this whole world. I thought, amen. He goes on to tell them that he said, where your treasures is, there will be your heart also. I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, I love people, Brother Jason. I believe in being patient. I believe in being long-suffering. And I'm telling you tonight, there are people that do not have their focus and their things on the treasures that's laid up in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, lay up not your, or lay up yourself treasures upon earth. Amen, lay not up their treasures on earth, where the moth and the rust doth to corrupt, and where the thieves go break through and steal, but lay your treasures up in heaven. Amen. He goes on to tell them, where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Can I ask us today, amen, what is worth missing out on heaven? One man said, if we miss heaven, and we missed it all. It's easy in this hour to get our eyes upon the glitter and upon the things of this common life. But my friend, I want to tell you today that these things that are in this life, they will melt one day with a burning heat. But the things that we lay up in heaven, amen, they're going to be eternal. They're going to be everlasting. I'm telling you, the thief and the robber won't break in there. The rust and the moth won't decay it. Amen. But I'm telling you, what you lay up in heaven, amen, it will last for an eternity. Oh my, I got to preach this. This is what God gave me. Amen. We must keep our eyes upon the goal. Jesus stepped off the ship one day, and a Gadarene man who was possessed by many devils ran, amen, and worshiped him. Jesus asked him, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, for we are many. Amen. Jesus said, amen, amen, speaking, amen, there to them devils. He said, thou foul and unclean spirit, come out of him. And when he spoke them words, amen, them devils came out of that Gadarene man. And the Bible said that he cast those, amen, spirits, those devils, into those swine. And the Bible said they ran violently down the hill, and they choked themselves in the lake. My friend, I want somebody to know tonight that Jesus thought that this man, this Gadarene man, was worth a lot more, amen, than what the swine were worth. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe back in that day that 2,000 swine was probably worth quite a bit of money back then. Amen. But Jesus seen that these, amen, here that this man's life, amen, was far worth more than these swine. Amen. And Jesus, amen, decided that one day he was going to cast them into those swine. Amen. I thought, can I share this? Amen. I got a cousin, and his name is Doug Wyrick. I may have shared this with some of you. May have heard this. I thought, my cousin, just bear with me. I'm going to try to preach it. God to help me. Amen. I thought, Doug, amen, he called my grandma one day. And he said, hey, Ann, he said, I've called you. He said, I've been to all these churches down here to where I live at. And he said, I said, everywhere I went, nothing happens. I don't get any help. And he said, but amen, he said, I've noticed a lot of these churches, amen, don't live like you live. Amen. And he was talking to my grandma there. And he said, amen, he said, I've watched your life. And he said, you haven't changed. And he said, amen, my mamma, he was a drunkard. Doug was a drunkard. And I thought my mamma tried her best to talk to Doug. And finally she told my cousin Doug, she said, you need to talk to David. And I thought Doug called me one day drunken. Amen. In a stupor. And I began to talk to him about the Lord. And he began to tell me, and he said, David, he said, I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of the way things are going. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Ben Morris was up there in our church preaching. This has been quite a few years back. And I thought Ben began to preach, you know, and just had a great revival with him. And I thought Doug began to talk to him, and he said, David, he said, I'm ready for a change in my life. And I said, Doug, amen. I said, I'm going to pray with you. And I said, I can get a preacher down there. Amen. Would you like to talk to him? Would you like to go to church? He said, yes. I'd love to talk to somebody about my life. And I thought, I began to ask Brother John or Brother Ben. Amen. I said, Ben, I said, I've not really been out this before we were ever on the field. I said, I don't really know any pastors down in London and Corbin, Kentucky. Amen. Do you know any good preachers in a good holiness church? I said, I got a cousin down there that's an alcoholic. And I thought, he said, oh yeah, a big smile come on his face. And he said, my brother is right there in Corbin, Kentucky. And I said, would you think that he would go talk to my cousin? He said, oh yeah. I thought he called my cousin and that we got him acquainted. And I'll tell you something that stood out to me that happened. Brother John Morris went down there. He did not wait. He went that very night. Amen. And he went and talked to my cousin Doug. Amen. And my cousin Doug came, amen, to his church. And amen, they laid hands upon Doug. And said, all of a sudden, when they laid their hands upon him, something growled out of Doug. Amen. And he said, he kind of just stepped back and he told his church, he said, listen, church. He said, I feel like we need to go home and fast and pray. And we want Doug to come back in a few days. And I thought they went back and they fasted and prayed. And amen, they said that Doug come back in the church. And so then Doug, amen, was up there and he was praying. And Brother John didn't even touch him. Said he just took his hand over top of him like this. And said he melted in the floor. And said all of a sudden his spirit started coming out of him. And he started vomiting. Amen. And I thought my cousin turned around. And he looked at John, Brother John Morris. And he said, brother, I don't know what you've just done to me. Amen. But he said, I love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you trying to say? Amen. I've said this once and I feel like saying it here tonight. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, give me a man of God that ain't looking for a Bible stand to preach in all the time. Amen. And give me a man of God. Amen. That'll go to his fellow man, whether it's on the street corner, whether it's under a bridge. Brother, I'm telling you, it's high time that the church gets back to preaching Jesus and gets back and back to winning the lost. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a lost and dying world out there, and the devil would like to drag their soul to hell. But thanks be to God, amen, that there's a man named Jesus. I said, thanks be to God that there's a man named Jesus. And the same man that set Legion free, and that can set that soul and set that captive free tonight.
Lift your hands and
bring
God
this much. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you in my heart tonight. Amen. I believe I'm in a good holiness church. I believe you're hungry for souls. I ask you to not misunderstand what I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. I love you tonight. Amen. I'm not trying to get on to you. I'm not trying to preach down to you. I believe I'm in the midst of a good church that's hungry for a move of God. And I believe, amen, I'm in Brother Cordell's. I believe it's a great church. Amen. Don't misunderstand what I'm trying to preach to you. But brother, we can't get our eyes upon the things of this world and forget that humankind are lost. cross, and they're marching blindly towards hell. And there are people, amen, that is sitting amongst us that has to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and let them know there's a better way than the road that they're headed down.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me move on. I'm going to preach this to you the best I can.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now listen to me. I'm going to lose some of you out here. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. You see, it's not about our kingdom. Amen. I thought them brothers preached so good at the ministers' conference. Amen. To us down there. And then I'm not trying to add anything to what they're preaching, but I just want to share some things. I felt like God has laid it on my heart this last little bit. This is not our kingdom. It is God's kingdom. Amen. And it's not about what we can gain in this life. Amen. But the Bible said, he that winneth souls is wise. Oh, that God would help us win the lost. Listen, I believe God wants us to be in good health and prosper. I believe that according to the word of God. Amen. I believe that God wants the church to prosper. Don't misunderstand me. Yes, I do. I believe God wants us to have business owners. Amen. Good men that work for companies. Amen. Not telling you people that start businesses. Amen. I believe God wants all that. But brother, I'm telling you, God is not worried about our political status. Amen. And yes, I know tonight we talked about Donald Trump a little bit. That's not why I'm saying this. Amen. I try to pay attention to the news. But brother, I'm telling you, there are also politics in the house of God. Amen. And the things of God. And I'm telling you, we can't afford to get wrapped up in politics. Amen. What are you saying, Brother David? I'm telling you, you hear me and hear me well this place tonight. Jesus was more worried about housework than he was about politics. Amen. What do you mean, Brother David? Listen to me. Amen. He told a parable how a woman lost a coin and she lit a candle and she swept the house diligently. In another place we read, amen, how that there was things coming into the temple and Jesus cleaned it out. Amen. In one place we read how that he folded the napkin. Hallelujah. Y'all going to help me just a little bit? Amen. I'm telling you today. Hallelujah. But when the disciples asked him, amen, who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus took a little child and he placed it right in the midst of them. And he said, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. What are you trying to get at, Brother David? And that Jesus was more worried about house cleaning than he was about your political status. My friend, I want somebody to know it's time to be about the Father's business. It's time to get back and not to win in the lost.
Amen.
Oh, my. Lift your hands and ask God to help us.
Lord.
Lord, I praise you. Oh, Lord, I love you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I preached to you in my heart. I'm telling you, I thought God would deal with me today about some things, and I wrote it down. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, I want to preach it to you the best I can. Yes, he knew how to cook fish on coals and bread. And brother, I'm telling you, he knew how to clean. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, in another place they asked him, amen, they said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let us build you a temple, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias. Amen. I'm telling you, right in the middle of them trying to say that, amen, that light shone down from heaven, and them men had to fall upon their faces. Hallelujah. Oh, I preach it, brothers. Hallelujah. Just for a little while. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. Yes, God wants us to have good churches, prospering churches, and I want them to. But I'm telling you today, Jesus was more worried, amen, about other things and that he was worried about the lost man, and that the size of the temple they could build. I'm telling you, brother, yes, he was, yes, he was. And I said, yes, he was, yes, he was. God was worried about the soul of man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I thought, amen, let me move on. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is not interested about being put on a pedestal, but he was more interested, like you said, Brother Cordell, amen, of being put on the cross. Amen, to save, amen. I know he wasn't put on there. He said, no man take my life. Amen, I lay it down freely. Amen, and I'm telling you, my friend, amen, the souls of mankind was weighed in the balance. Amen, I'm preaching on this. There are things not worth a man's soul. I thought I've done it here and done it here recently, Brother Jason, even talking to you. Sometimes, unfortunately, amen, I'm not meaning any harm by this. I really ain't. I'll try my best. I want to preach this with a good attitude tonight. But we ourselves, sometimes we put preachers upon a pedestal, if you will. Amen. And we would say, well, boy, I'm telling you, amen, they're a legend, aren't they? Amen, and I felt the Holy Ghost quicken me today to tell you that Jesus was more interested in a legion. Amen, than he was in a legend. Hallelujah. I just want to say that again. Amen, Jesus was more interested in a legion. Amen, than he was of a legend. How do you know? Well, let me tell you about John the Baptist, who was in prison. Amen. He asked for two of the disciples to come. And he said, go ask Jesus, art thou the Messiah? Or shall we look for another? The Bible said that when they come to Jesus, and in that same hour, that he cured many of their infirmities, and the plagues and evil spirits, and unto many that were blind, he gave them sight. And John tells them later on in that chapter, amen, for I say unto you, I mean, Jesus tells him later on, he said, for I, amen, say unto you, hallelujah, I lost my place here, oh, hallelujah, unto you among these that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But listen to what he says next, but he that is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. John, I know you're a legend. I know you're the greatest prophet. How do I know? Because the Lamb of God said so. But I feel like telling you, John, that right now, you ain't as important, amen, as these, amen, that are lost. And I'm trying to preach to them. And I'm trying to heal their soul. Amen, from the wicked things. And save them from this world. I feel like telling you, John, tonight, that I'm more interested in a legion than I am in a legend. I'm telling you, yes, he cares for the preacher. Yes, he does. And I'm telling you, he can make a legend out of a legion. How do I know? And let me tell you how I know. Because now we read how that legion was clothed, and he was in his right mind, and he was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, friend, there's a God in heaven that is interested in the soul of a man. It's so much that he sent his son to die upon an already cross.
Amen.
If all the Lord is
blessed.
Hallelujah. Honey, I'm not going to preach very much longer, I don't think.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
The Bible said,
bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
There was a rich man who was clothed in fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But the beggar none was carried to Abraham's bosom.
Yes.
the rich man died and was buried. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes in torment. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Have mercy.
Send Lazarus that he may dip his finger in and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame.
It's awful flame.
I'm preaching on things that's not worth a man's soul. But Abraham said, son, remember that in thy lifetime thou receivest the good things. I'm preaching on things. Amen. He said, amen, listen, rich man, you received your good things. And likewise, Lazarus is evil things. But now I want you to look. He is comforted and now are tormented. And at this time, amen, I want you to knock. I want to explain it here. I know us preachers know this, but at this time, brother, amen, when you're getting this, amen, hallelujah, Jesus said that there was a rich man. Amen. I want you to know, I believe wholeheartedly, that there was a rich man. I get out here and preach to you just a little bit in my heart. Amen. But I thought, amen, the Bible lets us know. Amen. If you look at this, there was a great gulf. And when people died, amen, they went to one or two places. At this time, amen, in the Bible, they either went to hell or they went to paradise. Amen. And can I tell you that this rich man was looking across into that gulf? Amen. Across, amen, that gulf into paradise. And he could see, amen, Lazarus there, and he was in Abraham's bosom. Amen. And he was comforted. And now the rich man was tormented. And I'm telling you, he wanted out of that place. But my friend, I want you to know that when Jesus died upon that cross, the Bible lets us know that he went into hell and he led the captivity captive. Amen. And those people that were in paradise, he led them out of there. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, I'm going to preach a message about this one day. But I thank God that there came a day that Abraham's bosom was emptied out. And I feel like telling you today, I shall feel like telling somebody today, hallelujah, there is a soul that lies within this man, and it's going to meet eternity one day.
Yes.
I wish I could preach better than you.
Glory to
God. Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. That Jesus, amen, that veil that was rent from the top to the bottom, amen, he made a way for us. Amen, I'm telling you, we used to not be able to come in here and worship God like we are able to tonight. Amen, I'm telling you, Jesus made a way for us. And I thank God, amen, that that blood they were singing about, amen, that Jesus shed it for you and for I. Amen, and I want you to know, my friend, if you ain't saved tonight, amen, and there are things that's hindering you from making to heaven, I'd like to tell you tonight, it'd be a good night for you to give your heart to the Lord. I said it'd be a good night for you, amen, to give your heart to the Lord. Brother, I want you to know, Brother Cordell, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Brother Myrna. Amen. Brother Jason, amen, I love you tonight. But I want somebody to know, amen, that Abraham's bosom was emptied. Amen. And people went to heaven. But my friend, I want somebody to hear me clear that the rich man is still in hell today. I said he's still in torment today because there was things, amen, in his life that he was more concerned about. Amen. And the things of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my honey, make your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus did not think the slight was worth, amen, that man's soul.
Lord, have your way.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell us here, amen, don't do like that prodigal. And get your eyes on the things of this world.
Right.
Oh my, pride. Oh my, I love you tonight.
Yes.
Pride is not worth it.
No.
Amen. Prestige
Come on.
Is not worth it.
Right.
Bitterness. Man. Oh boy, I tell you, I felt something.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Whoa. Bless you, Lord.
Bitterness. It's not worth it. Things, amen. Things, amen, in our lives will keep us from heaven. Bitterness is not worth it. I'll tell you tonight, friend, when Jesus went, amen, to that big tree, he saw, amen, he went forth for fruit. Amen, but when he came to it, all there was leaves. And I'm telling you what Jesus done, he cursed that big tree. And immediately the big tree started to dry up. Amen, and wither away. They went into the city when they come out. And then I believe it was Peter told him, said, Lord, look, and that it's already withered away. I feel like telling somebody tonight that the big tree, the pretty leaves, the glamour, the glitter, it's not worth it, my friend. But stay in the house of God. Stay with the holiness people. I've seen a lot walk away, but I thank God there's some like Peter that said, I'm going to stay. Stand in this hour. Amen. Let me get converted and strengthen the brethren. I'm telling you today, I'd like to see somebody, amen, go from being a legion into being a legend.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Would you stand with
me? And your way, Lord.
Oh, I love you tonight.
Would
the church, amen, lift your hands and just ask the Lord to help you make this
hard. Have your way here tonight, Lord.
Oh, my
Holy Ghost.
Blessed be God.
We thank you, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want the Lord to have his way right here in this house.
Oh, God.
I feel like just talking to you just for a minute.
Hallelujah.
I thought I was telling, you know, I shared just a few things. I got a few things coming to me now.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
I thought I was telling some brothers a story last night. And I'm not going to say where here for everybody, but I thought I was at a place. Amen. I thought one night I was walking up, evangelizing to shut the lights off. Amen. And get ready for bed. And I thought I heard that man. I heard something. I didn't know what it was, and I heard a growl go out in this place I was in. And I thought I went down, and I asked my kids, I said, my wife, I said, did you guys growl or make a noise? And I thought, my wife said, no, it wasn't us. And I went out, Brother Cordell, and I started looking around there. Amen. And I noticed there was a guy that was sitting outside on the porch step. Amen. The church that we were staying at. Amen. And that man was growling out there. I thought I called the pastor of the church. And I said, hey, brother. I said, there's a man out here. He was smoking pot. And I said, he is growling. Amen. I said, you know, we're getting ready to go in there and go to sleep. And I said, I just thought I'd call you. I said, I'm really not scared or nothing. I said, just, you know, they have an alarm on the church. And I'm not trying to, you know, say anything, you know, out of the way right here. Amen. And I thought, amen. I asked the pastor, I said, if anything happens, do you want me to call the police? What do you want me to do? He said, just kind of keep an eye on him. He pulled his cameras up, watched the guy. And I'm telling you, a guy come riding down the road on a bicycle. That guy growled at that guy going down the road. Amen. And I thought I began to, amen, just, you know, watch him. And I thought I went over. I found out they had a motion light, amen, upon the church. Amen. So I went over and I flipped that motion light on. And every time that guy would move, he'd go, rah, rah, rah. And that light would come on. And he was acting all crazy. After a while, he went away. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. And I'm telling you, but last night, amen, me and my wife was headed home. I'm telling you, I got a heavy heart.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I was heading home, Brother Jason, with you from you guys. Amen. And I got about three streets up from here. Amen. And there was a man. Amen. It didn't look like he was very old. Amen. And that man was twitching and carried on, and I knew he was strung out and drugs. And my wife said something to me. She said, "What a sad shape he is in." Hallelujah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Help me, Lord.
Bless him,
Lord. She said, "What a sad shape he is in." I'm telling you, when I come in here today, it struck my heart. Yeah. And I said, "Lord, let me forget about a legend and go after a legion." Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let me forget about a legend and go after a legion. My friend, amen. Jesus come not into this world to condemn the world. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, he didn't come to call, amen, and save the righteous. But I'm telling you, he come to save the sinner man. And I'm telling you tonight, yes, I love good preaching. I'm more the preacher. I don't want nobody to misunderstand what I'm telling you. Hear me preaching this place. I love the preacher man. I love my brother. But brother, we got to get them souls. I said that's what he came for. He came to win. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I'm telling you, Brother Jason.
Come on now.
When it comes down to the night time, I ain't trying to, amen, preach down. Please don't misunderstand what I'm telling you. A sinner comes to our churches now, and if they're got possession, if they're possessed, I've seen it. I'm not trying to scare nobody. I was telling you, devil possession is real. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Amen. No, I don't go around looking for devils or spirits. And I'll tell you this, I sure ain't wanting to be afraid of them when they show themselves either. God give us power over those things.
Yeah.
I feel like saying this, brother and sister. Amen. It amazes me in our holiness movement. Amen. When somebody comes in possessed and about shut down our services. I'm telling you, we to have enough power of God, amen, invested in us that we can have power over them devils. Hallelujah. Help me preach just a few more minutes. I'm telling you tonight, hallelujah, it ought to not be a distraction. I understand. Sometimes they may manifest and make a scene, but my friend, we ought to have power and wisdom to be able to handle the devil and put him in his place. And tell him, say, "Get behind me, Satan." I'm telling you today, I want to be able to lay hands on him and they recover in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I pray, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That they would come, amen, right here, amen, to Huntington, West Virginia.
Yes.
Brother, I pray that they come to Vanceburg. I pray they come to Locust Grove, Indiana. Amen, I'm telling you, say, why would they come to where we are? Listen to me, friend. Them things ran to Jesus. They came right to him. And brother, if he's in us, they ought to come right to us. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, send that man that's over there twitching. Let it come and get delivered.
Yeah.
As my wife begins to say, I don't deny that I'm preaching away. That would stir your heart to have a burden. Amen. To win the lost. Amen. Not get our minds, amen, fixed on the things of this world. I'm glad telling you, friend, if you're here tonight and you don't know for sure that you've got everything fixed, amen, under the blood of the Lamb, I'm telling you tonight you can leave here with everything fixed. And you can lay your head down on your pillow and know without a shadow of doubt that you're saved. I'm trying to quit. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel like preaching to somebody just for a few more seconds. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if you ain't right with God, why the blood is running hot in your veins. I'll tell you what I do. I come down to this altar and I'd ask God to forgive me.
to where that when I went to bed tonight and I left out these doors, that I knew that I'm saved. Honey, begin to sing. I'm going to reach on up. Amen. I'm going to open this altar first. Amen. There's something I feel like you need to come. I'm going to open it up to you real quick before I just call everybody up. Amen. Is there one? Amen. Say, man, I need to know. Amen. The Lord's taking me. That the Lord's touching me. I'm just going to open it up. I don't want to tear it too long. Kill it. Amen. I'm going to open this altar. I want the church, if they want to come gather around me, let's pray tonight. Let's get a reverend for the lost.
For God.
We're tempted and shy.
Lord, be careful.